Welcome to The Logstat, the Army's premier podcast on all things sustainment, where we analyze new developments, discuss current trends, and forge the path ahead for the next generation of sustainment soldiers. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Logstat. I'm your host, Captain Garrett Powell. On this next episode of the G4 miniseries, we're going to be diving into a concept that can give so many people out there nightmares, and the hair on the back of their neck stands straight up with just a simple phrase, property accountability. Now, I wonder how many of you out there just had a few flashbacks to going through an inventory, the drama of trying to get all the equipment laid out, how they organize it by the technical manual, as well as the supply sergeant and the company commander frantically running around carrying binders upon binders of paperwork that needs to be signed. Man, I could just imagine looking at that right now. Just kind of wanted you to picture that. Because it doesn't matter what rank you are, we've all experienced a similar situation like that throughout our careers. So many of us, especially those who have been company commanders, have always asked ourselves, though, there has to be another way. We can't keep spending hours and then days conducting these inventories, especially with change of command inventories. We should be using this time to be training on this equipment, increase my lethality with it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today, the day has finally arrived, and all your wishes are about to come true. Gone are the days of the physical property book. Soldiers can now leverage mobile capabilities to track the condition as well as the quantity of their equipment at a moment's notice. And that is just one of the new aspects of this new property accountability system called Paraline that the units will be seeing arriving at their units here in 2026. There is so much to get into, and my guest today, Colonel Seamus Wilson, is here to guide us through this exciting new technology. Colonel Sean R. Seamus Wilson is a native of Montana and graduated from the University of Montana in 2000 with a Bachelor's of Arts in Elementary Education and received his commission through the ROTC program into the Transportation Corps. He has served at Fort Hood, recruiting in Montana, Fort Knox, USAID, Schofield Barracks, Fort Campbell, and the Pentagon with deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia. Additionally, he holds a master's degree in military and strategic leadership from the U.S. Army War College. He currently serves as a deputy director of G44 Material Management Directorate on the HQDA G4 staff. I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what exactly, as we dive in today, what is Paraline? And did I hype it up too much, or is this really what we're getting?
No, I think you maybe didn't hype it up enough. I mean, this is really exciting in terms of a holistic change from the way that we've done a property accountability in the past. Paraline, named after paragraph and line number, Paraline, at its core is a progressive web app that allows an end user to connect the event that is an inventory with the property accountable system, or APSR as we call them, which is GSS Army. So it's built to save time, but to increase the accuracy, the efficiency of that of the inventory, as well as you know, we all are worried about or work towards audibility in the Army. This should improve our ability to meet that audit ability of all of our equipment. So you may not have hyped it up enough.
So if I didn't hype it up enough, what am I missing here then?
So like you mentioned in your opening comments, all of us remember doing an inventory, whether it was a 10% cyclic or a sensitive items inventory or change of command, and having to walk around with reams of paper. You had to go up and you had to see your property book officer, what we now call accountability property officer, or APO. And they would give you a printout with 15 to 20 sheets. And it just had a ton of serial numbers on it. And you said, what am I supposed to do with this? Now, that gives the ability from the property book officer that is accountable for all of that equipment, the ability to pull that down from the system of record into a handheld device that's mobile and pass that data to an end user that's going to conduct that device. They've got that right in their hand. They don't have to worry about flipping through multiple pages, having four different colors of highlighters and circle marks and check marks all over the paper. And did I see that or did I not see that? It's all right there. On top of that, it gives them several unique capabilities, specifically to scan an item using the IUID tag that's on those capital assets, to scan that and say, yep, saw it. And there I can verify that I saw it. Also, how many times has somebody gone out and said, I don't even know what this piece of equipment is or what it looks like? Built into the Paraline app are pictures, digital photos of that actual event. So if you're inventorying and you have a J cable on your inventory sheet and you have no idea what a J cable looks like, and you click the button and a picture of it shows up, like, oh, we've got four of them, they're right there. And it gives you that ability instantly.
So there's just so much I want to dive into just off that statement right there, especially first when it comes to pictures. I mean, there's this, as you alluded to, like, for instance, the OE254. You go through that inventory, you have like all the different ropes, you have the guys, it's okay, which one is which? Because it'll tell you one's going to be blue, one's going to be red. How you talked about with the cables. You're going through in your inventory at JPCP, and there's just so many different cables. You're like, how do I know which one's different? So now you have these pictures. So say I'm going through, I see the picture. Is there going to, for instance, if there's an item that doesn't have a picture, could users add a picture?
Absolutely. And that's one of the other benefits of Paraline, is it gives the end user the ability to build what we call an alternate BOM. So no two units are exactly alike. And their property books, no two property books are exactly alike. They may have a similar system, a different variant, a different bill of materials that are associated with that piece of equipment. Paraline gives the end user the ability to build an alternate BOM, which is something new that hasn't been part of our policy up to this point. The policy currently stated that you must use the BOM that's built in the system of record, GRE. With this new system and the exception to policies based on the direct data pull from GRE, it gives Paraline the ability to adjust that to have an accurate picture of the actual property that they have on their property book and to add pictures to. Now, Paraline is designed to be a device agnostic. Most of the systems that we have tested it on are a phone, particularly an iPhone. So they have the embedded capability of the camera in there that if you have an alternate piece of equipment or BOM, you can snap a picture of it. Or if the item doesn't have a IUID code on it, a barcode on it, you can snap that picture and say, yes, I can verify that I've got this. This piece of property exists. Here's a picture of it. And I saw it.
So for these pictures, you said users can input their own pictures. Would those go up into like a, I'll say not global, but like a data center where other people can pull those pictures from to see that item?
Absolutely. So a lot of the end users, like I said, no two are the same as far as the property books, but a lot of the Army is pretty standard as far as the equipment that we have. They have the ability, end users have the ability to go in there and either build their own or select one that's already built. And it's as easy as a drop-down screen that shows typically based on the nomenclature or how they've named that particular BOM. Pick that out and say, yeah, that one looks close to what I've got, and then go through and alter as necessary to match their particular property book.
I think that's a huge capability right there. From having, you know, when I did my commands, as we were talking about earlier, we went through and created, in our sense, our own bond, not bond, but with pictures. Like, we took pictures of everything, took pictures of what the layout needs to look like. We took pictures of each individual item so that soldiers could see. All I had to do was give that to them. They could lay it out perfectly like that. They knew exactly what each item was. Because I knew when I was first going to command, there's items we had no idea what they were. And I'd spend hours, like, trying to Google an NSN number and trying to go through. And I was just going down rabbit holes trying to find this. So on this new app, because we talked about, you know, people can find these new images. Is it going to have the capability where I can, like, search, like, by NSN or search by something? It's going to pull that up for me?
There will be capabilities for you to be able to search based on what you're looking for in your inventory. I think, not to be cliche, but a picture is worth a thousand words, especially when it comes to some of the military equipment and the way that we name military equipment in the property accountability world. Sometimes it's not really intuitive of what I'm talking about when I say power generation set 55 kW. I'm talking about this generator. Just say generator. But if I can pull it up by its LIN, then, or its NSN or serial number, fantastic. It's right there. It's a picture. I can validate, yes, this is what I'm looking for. And yes, the piece of equipment in front of me is that piece of equipment.
And for all the sustainers out there, and really anybody who's ever inventoried a toolbox, they know that pain all too well when it comes to how we name things. So we talked about, you know, what this is, a mobile capability. So this is going to be an app that someone can use on their civilian device. Does it have to be a government-issued device?
So right now, it is, the capability is a progressive web app, meaning it is basically a website that's connected to the cloud and has a two-way interface with GArmy. We are working to make it able to connect to the network using bring your own device. They're changing the verbiage a little bit. So now it's bring your own approved device, because some of the phones out there are not compatible with the Army network. But yes, eventually the goal is to be able to download an app to your personal phone or use any one of the IT systems that the Army has available. We've got scanners and tablets in the motor pools and arms rooms and supply rooms that, because this is designed as a progressive web app, you can use on those pieces of equipment. For example, a GTAC that's down in an SSA. Eventually, what we're looking to do is, the app itself is just one tool in the multi-tool agility layer that we're building with multiple different apps to make life easier, specifically in this case with the property accountability.
Okay. So on that, is this then replacing like those old handheld scanners and the tablets people got issued that work with GArmy? Is it going to replace those then, or just work with that?
It's going to work with that, because Paraline does not have a particular piece of hardware associated with it because it's device agnostic. It can use any device that is capable with a network and has those capabilities to then communicate back with the network. So some kind of, not necessarily always have to be wireless or cellular. If there's a capability to plug in with a cable or a dongle to communicate the data that you have recorded in your inventory back to the APSR.
Okay, so does that mean I have to be connected to the network all the time? Because I know sometimes you're doing inventories in parts of a building or someone has no service.
That's a great question. And no, it doesn't. Absolutely not. They have built into the Paraline a disconnected capability, in that you can still continue your inventory. You can still scan in a disconnected or an environment that doesn't have a signal, Wi-Fi, cellular, and it will cache all of that data that you are collecting and annotating in the app. And then when you get back to a more permissive environment, you're out of a motor pool or, you know, in range of Wi-Fi, you can then reconnect and pull that data into the APSR.
So that's a great capability, because if not, we'd be like losing our minds trying to get a signal. Because I don't know how many times we have inventories in place, like, oh, there's no signal.
Yeah, right. I don't know that I've been in a whole lot of motor pools that have Wi-Fi. I don't know how much work we would be getting done if there was a lot of Wi-Fi in the motor pool.
True on that one. So you mentioned with these tags, could you explain more when it comes to scanning these tags and stuff for the audience on, is this something that's already on the piece of equipment, or is there something that we need to add to the piece of equipment to be able to scan those tags or the barcodes?
Okay, so the IUID or unique identification tag is not a new program in the Army. Started with capital assets or assets above a certain dollar threshold, and it has cascaded down through. A lot of the vendors that we buy equipment from now, we've built that into the mil standard, that tag is already on that. If you look on the side of the magazine well for an M4, you'll find a little QR code. That is an IUID code that has got the embedded data in that code specific and unique to that piece of equipment. And those are the codes, those are the tags or IUIDs that we'll use. Now, not all Army equipment has that. Obviously, we're not putting a barcode on every wrench in a toolbox, but the toolbox could be. And then under that toolbox is the bill of materials that is included in it. And so it would, when you scan that item or find it, if it doesn't have a tag on it and you find it with a picture, and say, okay, this is what is supposed to be in this toolbox based on this type of toolbox. And then you can inventory all that. And there will be pictures of everything in that. And if there's something missing, if I've got a left-handed 3/4 inch adjustable wrench, and the one that I have is 5 inches, and the one in the bomb says that it's 4 inches, I have the capability to say I've got a left-handed 3/4 inch wrench, 5 inches.
Yeah, because I know when it comes to toolbox, like I have it. It's not that close, but it's what we're using it for the mission set, and that's very big when it comes to tools. So when it comes to the scanning, if the item doesn't have the tag, I know we said we're not going to be adding tags to everything. Can a user still make a tag and add it to an item if they want?
No. Right now, we're not in the process of tagging more things. So the Army across the board with the IUID program is at about 93%. And like I said, we've been doing the IUID for probably 10 years at least. That program has been building because they are unique to that particular piece of equipment. You can imagine how many tags are in the Army. It's not like every Humvee gets this tag. It's based on the serial number of that item. So each one is unique. So the Army consolidated the printing of those tags to one Army depot to produce all of them. So the process was pretty long, pretty extensive to get serial numbers matched up with a tag with the data already written in the tag, and then match that up against G Army. So the goal right now is to not tag more equipment, but the equipment that is tagged is generally a large end item, a capital asset, and all of the things that go with that, BII, et cetera, those are all part of it, you know, that you need to have to be fully mission capable. So all of it will be associated with the end item, which may have a tag on it.
Okay, well, that's good, because I know someone might out there might go, okay, I got to tag everything now. So when we're going through, we're doing inventories. One thing that I found when I was in command, sometimes you'll find the bomb, the bill of material, sometimes doesn't match what the TM says. You'll go and be like, wait, that's not even part of this item, or it'll sometimes duplicate it by accident. If we're going through using Paraline, say we come across it, is there a way to send up feedback to say, hey, this is wrong, to correct the bomb? Can you correct the bomb yourself on there? I know you mentioned you can create the alternate bomb. How does that work when it comes to accountability?
There's a couple of ways. So yes, you can create an alternate bomb and take that back and reconcile that with the APSR through your accountability officer. But there is also a feedback loop on the app itself, just like any of the other 100 apps that you have on your phone that, you know, will have a pop-up that says, do you like using this app? Give us a 5-star. There is a feedback button on the Paraline app that says, hey, it would be great if we could do this. And that's really what we're looking for as we bring this to the field, that the people, the end users, do just that. Because there are a lot of things that we have built in that we think, hey, this would be useful. The pictures, the ability to do an alternate bomb, the disconnected operations, those kinds of things that we have all experienced through our careers and building those kinds of fixes into it. But there might be a lot of other pinch points that end users today, with all of the technology that is embedded in Army equipment, that we may have missed. So we encourage them to use that feedback loop and that feedback button that's in the app to help us. And we have a team that is always constantly building onto Paraline to make it a better app.
And when you users send up this feedback, is this going to your office then, or who's going to be managing this?
So Paraline is managed as a product of Palantir, and it's in partnership with AMC. So AMC collects that data in partnership with Palantir, and then we determine what is the fix for this problem that they've brought up. And then we will give it to the software engineers that can add or tweak or build a new route to get to overcoming that gap in capability or whatever it is.
Okay, so that's just good for users out there to know, okay, I'm saying this feedback up, it's actually getting somewhere.
Yeah, it's not going to end up in a 3x5 cell in the Pentagon somewhere for no one to ever do anything with. Yeah.
And as you brought up, like, people are submitting their feedback and they're like, okay, let's fix this. And now it's developed and we have now, as you brought up, when it comes to pictures, that's so paramount to having this be a successful product. And I know we've talked a lot just recently now about the inventory side of the house with Paraline. How else can this help when it comes to the Army supply chain?
That's also a really good question and something that we are looking at from a lot of different directions. So the Army's got a lot of equipment. Not all of it is issued out, right? We have warehouses. We have CIFs. We have SSAs that we have a lot of equipment in. We have to be able to have visibility of that equipment in order to make programming decisions on, do we need to buy more? Do we have too much? Do we have it in the right places? With a system like this, it will streamline the accountability process in terms of inventory timeline. I'm sure a lot of your viewers and listeners have experienced getting ready to out-process, or your soldiers ETSing, and they can't go to the CIF because the CIF is closed for a week for a wall-to-wall inventory. Or the SSA, we need these parts, but the SSA is closed for a wall-to-wall inventory. That means we have to count every single Class 9 part or every single piece of OCIE in the CIF. If we have the ability to scan and account for that equipment using this and cut that time from a week closure to a day closure, that frees up time for soldiers. It gives them time back to do other things, the same as it does for a soldier or a company commander doing their inventories that might be stretched out over a week because they've got 800 things to do and inventory is just one of them. So we're giving that time back to them. But back to stocks in storage, that's one of the main things that we are, it's going to get after the gap of visibility of what it is that we have to help us drive decisions on what it is that we need and where we need it.
So you'll see. So now the system will know, okay, this item is now short something. So that's going to help trigger for the ordering process then to be able to get that item back.
So we're developing that capability as well, that we can determine after a company commander or an end user, because we won't limit it to them. A company commander could hand that agnostic device to one of the platoon leaders or the XO and say, you've got sensitive items inventory. Sensitive items might not be a good example, because if we're missing one, we're having a bigger issues.
That's a whole other conversation.
That's right. It's a different podcast for a different time. But they're doing an inventory and they find something is missing. The end user can annotate that missing item right there. And then the company commander or the property book officer can make a determination on where to go from there. Does it need to be replaced? Who had, you know, accountability or custodial accountability of that piece of equipment? What needs to happen? Does it need to be reordered? Do we need to initiate a flipple? Is it, you know, a piece that is no longer needed and we don't need to, and we can drop it off the bomb? It gives us that immediate ability to make those choices, as opposed to a company commander that is doing an inventory for a week, and then they take it back up to the APO and say, well, we're missing this, and now we have to launch a flipple investigation. So now it's 2 weeks by the time that they identify an investigating officer to go find that or find the details behind it. In the meantime, that piece of property could have showed back up or moved further from where it was supposed to be in the 2.5-3 weeks. So time is an asset that this gives us back in so many different avenues.
I mean, yeah, as we've just been talking about it, and I alluded to in the introduction, it's like, I don't have to sit here and bring binders of paperwork back, and then the supply store has to sit there and just type it all in. Okay. Oh, have this. I'll wait and try to read someone's scribble on that. Cause say you're out there doing inventory and it starts raining, and then your whole paperwork gets destroyed. Like, well, what does that say?
Is
it
niche? Start again.
Is it not there?
Yeah. And, is that a check mark or a question mark? Yeah.
And then users can, when they're on the app, do they sign, do the actual signature there too?
They can. So when you complete an inventory and you take it back to the APO to reconcile that, there needs to be a reconciliation before someone would sign it. And like I said, because a responsible party, a company commander, a platoon leader, could hand that device and say, here, I need you to conduct this inventory, there has to be a level of trust between those two individuals that someone is scanning that item and has actually physically seen it. So there is some reconciliation that needs to be done. But yes, that capability we're building in so that you could use a CAT card, either if it's on a sled or depending on the device, and we're working through that right now, that you could put your CAT card into that device and physically sign it right there.
And that would just save even so much more time. Because how many times we would do the inventories, come back at the end of the day, and then reconcile all the paperwork, and then do all the signing from myself down and down and down all the way to the end user. And that just adds so much more time onto the day. But be able to have that capability here in the future is really going to save us some time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know you've been testing this out there, testing out with some units. From what have the results shown so far from all your testing?
So all of the units that we have tested it with now, and we've worked through a lot of the bugs associated with connecting to the network and different types of devices and how they connect to it, but it's been really well received. The end users have acknowledged that this activity, whether it was a 10% or whether it was a change of command, has exponentially, you know, shortened that amount of time required to do that, freeing them up to do the myriad of other tasks and training that they have to do, that we do. This property accountability is so important, but oftentimes it gets pushed to the back burner as an administrative task that will get done when we have time. When in actuality, maintaining our property and visibility of it, accountability of it, is so important to what we do. If you go on a mission and you have the end item but don't have all of the BII for that item, you may not be successful in that mission. So it's important that we do the property accountability. It's not as important that we take 3 weeks to get it completely accurate. But with this system, it shortens the amount of time that it takes us to do that. It increases the efficiency in which we're doing it. Because like you said, paperwork blowing around in the motor pool or it starts to rain, the accuracy could be affected. I mean, human error is human error. You're going to have that with the app too if you've clicked a button and said, yep, I saw it and I didn't see it. But with the scanning capability, you can confirm for sure, I scanned that piece of equipment and it's all here.
And when it comes to well, first of all, that's great. Be able to have that scan, be able to confirm, because is it a one or a zero question mark? Who knows? But for this, and you're going through doing all this testing, be able to see how units are utilizing it. I think that's really great that you guys went through that process, because now when this does roll out, you know, we've kind of gotten through those kinks now. So when can units expect to see this out there, like the regular units out there?
So we have what we're going to call a big bang fielding of this. And it's projected to come out actually next week. The 2nd of March is when it's projected to hit the street. We do have a couple more IT bugs that we're working through in terms of making it more compatible with the network and a myriad of devices. But if an end user wants to go out there now and educate themselves, there is a whole series of training on the web app, and you can reach it through paraline.army.mil, and you can go through the training, and it's pretty simple. It's fairly intuitive. It's not super technical as far as once you start an inventory. There is some training that needs to be done so you understand the flow of it. And accountable property officers are also going to have to go through some training to understand how I get the data from the APSR down into Paraline to build an inventory for an end user to do. All of that is available now. And the big bang fielding of it is just kind of a mark on the wall. I mean, if a end user has the capability with a device that is compatible with the network now, the easiest example I can give you is a government issued cell phone that already has what we call a DMUC connection to the network. Paraline is live. You could go in there now. You can establish that and learn the training. You're going to absolutely need to have your PBO or APO pull down that inventory for you, but we're ready to go now.
So then what future plans does the Army have when it comes to Paramount? I know we kind of alluded to some of them as this is rolling out to the force.
Yeah, there's a lot of really exciting things. And, you know, the chief kind of was the catalyst for this change, recognizing how much time is used to do these kinds of inventories. And civilian industry has used similar type technology and more technology for years. So we're looking now at midsummer of this year to incorporate passive RFID into Paraline. A passive RFID is a little bit different than what you might have traditionally think of when you think RFID. This is not the big clunky tags that the batteries usually run out of that you hang on the side of your Connex when you're deploying or on a piece of equipment. A passive RFID is as small as the tag on the back of your blouse, that it does not emit a signal, but it has an embedded antenna in the tag. It radiates a signal once a reader bounces the signal off of it. We're looking to implement that and incorporate it into Paraline so that you don't even have to scan that tag anymore. That tag is going to scan itself when I have a passive RFID reader and push the button to read, and it emits a signal and the tag says, here I am, you know, OE254, 25 foot, you know, with four guidelines. This is going to give us the ability in a lot of different ways, especially with stocks and storage, SSAs, CIFs, that I can go in a matter of minutes with RFID tags on that equipment and tell you exactly how many I have, what size they are, what color and length they are, etc.
You just kind of put an image in my mind of somebody walking around like a phone or a device, trying to find someone just walking around trying to find that signal, and it's like getting closer, it's just ticking off of it.
So that's a common misconception, because it's not going to tell you a location. It's only going to tell you the data that's written on that tag. So a perfect example is if I'm going to issue you my glasses and I have an embedded RFID tag in those glasses, and this table has a reader that's embedded in it, just like a security scanner at the department store. As I run it across that, the reader is going to read that RFID tag and say, it passed this point at this time, and this is what it was. Eyeglasses, brown, one each. And so I know at any given point in time, that's where that article was. Once it passes that reader, I don't know where it is, but I know that we had it at this point. And in a place, for example, like at IET, at an initial issue site, so CIF on steroids for all of the soldiers that are coming in, and they process soldiers all of the time. Think of all of the OCIE gear that they are issued. If that OCIE gear has embedded RFID tags in them, a passive RFID tag embedded in the label that's on every piece of equipment, then I can just issue you a whole duffel bag full of your stuff and pass that duffel bag across a reader. And I know exactly everything, every size, every pattern that's in that duffel bag. And I can issue it to you on one hand receipt. And that automatically will say, okay, this is issued out. It's no longer in my stocks in the warehouse. That can drive those decisions for programming. Do I need to order more of these? Do I have enough? Do I have enough for the next 10 cycles of recruits coming in, et cetera?
I mean, that's just going to be an amazing concept right there, because I can't imagine that you said the CIF on steroids, just processing all that stuff, just be able to just slide across and now, you know, everything you have right then and there. So is there anything that we missed today when it comes to Paralon that we want to be able to highlight to the community out there, especially now that when this episode does air, that they'll be live?
The one thing that I would tell everybody is the only thing constant in the Army is change. And so we've got to use it. We've got to trust it. A lot of work has gone into developing this as a tool that we want to make the property accountability tool for the Army. There are still acknowledged some things that we need to work out. For example, I can't take a cell phone into a secure space. So if I'm inventorying computer systems in a SCIF, I don't know yet. We haven't determined what type of device that we can use in that area. There needs to be some adjustment there. The software, the system, that'll work anywhere. So we're still working through some of those. But the one thing that I would kind of beat the drum on is trust this, use it, and then give us feedback. That's the one thing that sometimes we don't do as well in the Army when it comes to an after-action review is giving helpful and useful feedback. And we want all the feedback. This didn't work. This picture is wrong. This, you know, is clunky. Maybe if you, you know, change this widget here to there, that would be more intuitive. Those are the kinds of feedback pieces that we're looking for. And we're looking for it feedback from not only the end users and the APOs, but we're looking for feedback from commanders. This helped me, you know, conduct my change of command inventories. This saved my soldiers X amount of time. Because we all know that when you're down in the motor pool and you're laying out in a piece of equipment, I know when I was a lieutenant, I had a HET platoon. And that HET had X number of chains and binders and cheater bars and clevises and snatch blocks that it took my crew of four soldiers to lay out that whole truck. And this can speed that process up because there's nothing worse than having to, well, the layout's at 8 o'clock, so I need to be there at 6 o'clock, but I got to be at PT. And then you're rushed to get through it and you're missing that 1 4-inch, you know, screwdriver and trying to find it. This gives it that time back. So use that time that we are trying to give back by trusting and using the system.
And one piece of, I guess, feedback from my perspective for you all is like, when it comes to pictures, I think having it so that the end user could just see what a layout's supposed to look, should look like, having it just all the items of the BII, just when you pull up the item, this is, and it has, you can just pick on one of the top images, and this is, and the user can see, this is how the layout should be. So then they can go up, okay, this goes here, commander, whoever it is, going to walk up, bam, everything's here, they can do all their scanning. And then, of course, we have the individual pieces of those, each of the items. But having that overall picture, I think, would really help, especially that junior soldier walking and be like, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing. And they see this, okay, this is what it's supposed to look like. I can match that clear as day.
Yeah.
So just a little thing I think that would really help, because that's what I do with my soldiers, my command, and that helped immensely for them. Just handing them a picture, this is what I want to look like, and it made inventory so much faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there anything, because I ask my guests, every guest that sits down asks me the same question, but is there any good advice for the sustainment community that you have?
A good piece of sustainment advice. Man, he kind of put me on the spot there. I would say from this, so I am not a quartermaster by trade. I'm a transporter. I love doing moving things, but I have never until Brigade Command been in a transportation type organization. I've been a multifunctional logistician all my life, and property accountability across the board. I have probably spent more of my time managing in one way or another, whether I was an investigating officer for a flipple or managing the number of flipples as a brigade four that an infantry brigade had of lost equipment or misplaced, or it was right there and they didn't know what it was, so they didn't count it as that. Property accountability and, you know, the amount of dollars that the Army spends to give the most advanced technology and the best equipment to keep soldiers safe and to accomplish the mission can only be accomplished if we maintain accountability of it. And I think this system is going to move us light years into the future with this. It essentially is catching us up with a lot of what, you know, outside commercial industry is doing and bringing us up to their standard, but it's immensely useful and so much more than, you know, the stubby pencil and paper that we've been used to or accustomed to for the last 251 years.
Thank you, sir. I think that's great advice, because I always say that property accountability is the foundation to both readiness and our lethality. Doesn't matter what branch you're in, because if you don't have good property accountability, how can you do your mission? Like you said, you talked about earlier, like, I can go out on a mission. If I don't have my truck or whatever the thing is with me, I can't accomplish my mission. So that's really the foundation of it. So we had a great conversation today. I thank you so much. I learned so much on this. I wish I had this when I was in my company.
Yeah, me too.
So, and as always, I know people are always want to have cards and letters. Might be something we missed today we didn't talk about. So if someone wants to reach out to you, where can they find you at?
You can find me on the global, Sean Wilson, Sean Seamus Wilson on the global. If you've got questions about Paraline, paraline.army.mil is the easiest. Get it straight from the source to go on there. We encourage you to play with it. You know, I don't. You're not going to break the system. I know we've got some pretty sophisticated soldiers out there that can try and hack these things, but we've got some pretty sophisticated folks that are have made sure that the system talks to our Army GCSS Army system in a way that gets the data safely to and from. So play with it. Try and understand what it is that we're trying to do and then put it into use.
So the users can, they need to create an account. Can they go up there and do like a tutorial and a use that play with? Can they do like a tutorial?
You can absolutely do it. You can log in right now and do a tutorial. There's a whole list of training that's on there. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to have a login or anything right now. You can just look at the system itself. When you go to physically do those inventories, they will be tied to your UIC that your APO will be able to pull down your data based on the UIC and the data that's in GArmy. And then we'll work through that piece of a login so that we know you are signing for it. That's the thing we're trying to get to with the CAT card digital signature on there.
That'd be good. And of course, we're going to include that in the show notes for you all. So you'll be able to have that link so you can easily go through there, get on Paraline and just, as you said, just start testing it out, seeing the capabilities of that. But sir, I just want to really thank you for coming up today and just coming on the show and not only just announcing this remarkable new capability to the community, but just truly showing us what this is going to be doing when it comes to streamlining property accountability. I know when I was in company command, as for you and so many else out there, we wish we had this. It would have made our lives so much easier, so much more efficient when it comes to time management. Like, we could have done so many other things and we didn't spend so much time on property accounting, like doing it by hand. So just once again, just wanted to thank you for coming out today, sir, and highlighting this for us.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep. And for all those out there, when you do start using this new system, as we talked about, send up your feedback. We want to hear from you. Get out there, test it out online. Like, if you see something, hey, maybe this might work better, send that up. Like, that's how we in the Army are going to continue to increase our lethality, as well as the most cutting edge equipment and capabilities, is by sending up that feedback, testing it out, you know, pushing it to its limits so we can have the best out there. Also, when you get this piece of equipment, write about it, you know, send it up, send up an article to the Army Stand Professional Bulletin. We want to hear your story. Let's not exist in a vacuum. You know, and let's get out there, tell our story. So they say, hey, this unit, this is how we use Paraline, or this is how we use this product, so that others can be able to see how you utilize it, so we can all continue to be better. And if you need any help with it, remember to reach out to me. I'll help you through the writing process. But that is all we have today, folks. As always, Sustainment Leaders Start Here. See you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Logstat. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Please share this episode across your formation and leave us a review. If you have a topic you'd like here discussed, then please reach out to us at armysustainment@army.mil or directly to me on Global at garrett.h.pyle. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn at Army Sustainment. We'll see you next time. Sustainment Leaders Start Here.